you're the only thing I've won.
Here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Shiri Preston. President Trump telling ABC there is more to come after Israel attacked Iran's nuclear facilities and assassinated two of Iran's top generals. ABC's Jordana Miller is in Jerusalem.
Sirens actually rang out across the entire country here in Israel, not because the Iranians were striking the Israelis, but because the Defense Department wanted to tell the entire country that they had launched a preemptive strike on Iran.
Iran did strike back, launching about 100 drones toward Israel overnight. ABC's Mary Bruce.
The president this morning is set to meet with his National Security Council in the Situation Room. And this morning, he still seems to be holding out hope that somehow these nuclear talks can be salvaged, posting just a short while ago, urging Tehran to come to the table, saying Iran must make a deal before there is nothing left, adding, just do it before it is too late.
This is ABC News. The latest economic numbers show the Trump tariff policies haven't hit U.S. consumers all that hard yet. Inflation's still under control. However, that doesn't mean there isn't concern out there, says shopping expert Trey Bosch.
Consumers don't know what's going on, and they don't know what to expect and what to plan for. There's a recent AARP poll that found that 73% of consumers are worried about prices rising faster than their income.
A 9-year-old girl is recovering after she was bitten by a shark off the coast of Florida. Officials in Boca Grande on the Gulf Coast say the girl went into the water but came out with her hand covered in blood. Doctors performed surgery for hours afterwards. ABC's Morgan Norwood with more.
While shark attacks are pretty rare, Florida sees more of them than any other state. According to the International Shark Attack File, there were 28 in the U.S. last year, half of them in Florida.
The little girl's mom says she is now able to move her fingers just a little bit after the surgery. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Pro paint days are back at Lowe's, and My Lowe's Pro Rewards members can save even more with limited time deals. Right now, buy one, get one half off select HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams primer and ceiling paint. Plus, get free same-day delivery to your job site when you order by 2 p.m. Offer valid through 6/13. Delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Additional terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery for details.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school.
or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms here today. Otherwise, it'll be partly to mostly cloudy with a high generally in the upper 60s to low 70s. Tonight, scattered showers, thundershowers in the 50s. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy with a high in the 70s. Get the bathroom of your dreams, $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin 8th District Republican U.S. Representative Tony Weed wants to restrict federal funding from communities that the U.S. Department of Justice deems anarchist jurisdictions. Weed's SAFE Act is a response to immigration enforcement protests in cities like Los Angeles and New York. Legislation to require Wisconsin's sheriff's deputies to cooperate with federal immigration officials or risk state funding cuts moves out of a state Senate committee. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has said he'd likely veto the bill, which passed the Assembly back in March. And Saturday, we'll see a wave of anti-Trump rallies across Wisconsin and the nation. No Kings events opposing the Trump administration's agenda are scheduled for communities large and small around the state and will coincide with Flag Day and Trump's Army 250th anniversary parade in Washington, D.C. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand, and List Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Tri-County Community Hospital, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. City fees are on the rise. The Durand City Council approved the new fee schedule this week. Durand Mayor Patrick Millern says 12 fees will be increased for a new online payment system.
There's probably about 12 of them. There's some fees that have never been in place that a lot of other communities charge for. And then also some of the other ones haven't been raised in years. The thinking behind the council was that the dollars, some extra dollars raised, we're going to go to a new system that's going to cost us money every year to run. And it basically is an online system where people can pay their taxes, people can pay a number of different things. And then even if you're applying for a liquor license, you can go on here, do it all, and there you can pay with your credit card, so on and so forth, and you're all set to go.
New fees include a $250 application fee for a new building project that has to go before the planning commission. That new fee schedule will be available online at the City of Durand website. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in Martell Township June 4th. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 81-year-old Patricia Schmoller of River Falls was traveling westbound on Highway 29 when she lost control of the vehicle and entered the ditch. Schmoller was transported to Western Wisconsin Health in Baldwin with undetermined injuries. The Buffalo County Highway Department will be closing part of Highway J next week for paving operations. Highway J will be closed between Highway Double J and Johnson Road in the town of Canton June 17th and 18th from 7 to 5 p.m., crews will be repaving Highway J both days. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire faculty member who flipped over the College Republican's table is pleading no contest to disorderly conduct. Jose Alvargu entered the plea in court Wednesday and paid a $295 fine. The College Republicans had a table set up on campus to support Supreme Court Justice nominee Brad Schimmel. The group's chair said on April 1st, Alvargu flipped the table over as he walked past it. The Republican Party of Eau Claire County is calling him to be fired. Legislation to require Wisconsin sheriff's departments to cooperate with federal immigration officials or risk state funding cuts is moving out of a state Senate committee. Delafield Republican Senator Chris Kapenga says the law needs to be put in place to make sure that there's compliance with the law. Milwaukee Democratic Senator Chris Larson says local law enforcement agencies already have limited resources and shouldn't be forced to partner with ICE. Democratic Governor Tony Evers says he'll likely veto the bill, which passed the assembly in March. You're listening to WRDN News.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
A Wisconsin congressman wants to restrict federal funding from communities the U.S. Department of Justice deems, quote, anarchist jurisdictions, unquote. 8th District Republican Tony Wide's proposed bill, which he dubs the Stop Anarchists from Endangering Cities or SAFE Act, is a response to immigration enforcement protests in cities like Los Angeles and New York. It would codify a 2020 memorandum issued by President Trump following riots in response to the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police officers. The memorandum restricted federal funding for any state or local jurisdiction that the Department of Justice identifies to be permitting, quote, anarchy, violence, or destruction, unquote. 7th District Republican Tom Tiffany is a co-sponsor of that bill. A sixth-grade student at a southeast Wisconsin school admits to threatening teachers in an email. Germantown police say the 12-year-old Kennedy Middle School student was identified as the sender of the June 2nd message signed anonymous. The email read, quote, "We will show up to Kennedy Middle School with an AK-47 and kill all of the teachers," unquote. A review of electronic devices seized during a search by investigators led to the discovery of a Google account used to send the email. The student told police he didn't intend to act on the threat, and his parents confirmed he has no access to firearms at home. Police have referred a charge of terroristic threats against the boy to Washington County Juvenile Intake. A Pine Island man has been accused of robbing an ATMs at restaurants in Olmsted County. Jason Krukow has been charged with several offenses, including damage to property and burglary. The defendant was arrested after several search warrants were executed at his residence. Rochester police officials say Krukow robbed six businesses. That investigation continues. June is PTSD Awareness Month, and there's help for Wisconsin veterans dealing with post-traumatic stress disorder. Lexi Duval is a clinical coordinator with the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs Outreach and Recovery Program.
We have 16 case managers located around the state who are also very knowledgeable in the many resources that the various counties around the state have to offer.
Resources available to assist veterans' family include QPR training, which stands for Question, Persuade, Refer. More information is available through the County and Tribal Veterans Service Office's website and online at dva.wy.gov. Minnesota residents are continuing to show support for Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. A poll conducted by KSTP Survey USA shows 58% of registered voters in Minnesota approve of his job performance, 39% disapprove. Meanwhile, 43% of the participants say he should run for re-election, while another 43% say he should not. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Keep your vehicle running at peak performance with routine car care from Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in Durand. Now through June 30th, save up to $20 on a full synthetic oil change and vehicle safety check. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your partner's network car care center is Adams Super Service, downtown Durand.
Gotta love the hometown guys.
There's a new study that shows how much money is needed to live comfortably in Wisconsin. The Smart Asset Study considered the 50-30-20 rule, which recommends residents put 50% of their income towards needs like food and housing, 30% toward wants, and 20% toward debt. Based on that calculation, a family of four would need to earn about $226,000 a year. A single working adult would need to earn about $87,000 annually to live comfortably. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Stop at O'Galley Cheese to grab a take-and-bake pizza made right on site with their own cheddar, Romano, and award-winning Asiago and Parmesan cheeses. Make sure to get a scoop or two of chocolate chop ice cream to enjoy. Want to take some home? Pint sizes are also available. O'Galley Cheese is located north of Durand on Highway 25, open 7 days a week for your pizza and ice cream enjoyment.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
The Minnesota Twins gave up six home runs during a 16-3 loss to the Texas Rangers at Target Field. Bailey Ober had a rough day in his third loss of the season, surrendering seven runs on six hits in 4 2/3 innings. Willie Castro, Carlos Correa, and Brooks Lee all drove in a run in the losing effort. Chris Paddock will start for the Twins against Houston tonight. The Minnesota Vikings are finished with their three-day mandatory minicamp. Minnesota held their final practice of the week from TCO Performance Center yesterday. The Vikings are now scheduled to have a final week of organized team activities next week. The Minnesota Lynx will try to bounce back from their first loss of the season when they host the Los Angeles Sparks at the Target Center tomorrow. The Lynx fell to the Seattle Storm 94-84 Wednesday night. Minnesota's in second place in the WNBA with a 9-1 record. Tomorrow's game tips off at noon. The Wisconsin football team has been punished. The Badgers were placed on probation for 1 year and fined $25,000 for impermissible phone calls to recruits in 2023. Former staffers Greg Scruggs and Max Steinecker also received show causes, and coaches Luke Fickle and Matt Mitchell will not be allowed to talk to high school recruits next week. The WYAA girls softball tournament is continuing in Madison yesterday on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard in the Division IV state semifinals. Stevens Point Pacelli defeated McDonald Central by a score of 3-0. Now today in Madison, the Division I state semifinals will be happening along with Division III state semifinals and Division II state semifinals. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GPS for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GPS for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code GPS for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Rookie Jacob Mizorowski tossing five innings of no-hit ball in his Major League debut, helping the Brewers knock off the Cardinals 6-0 in their series opener at AmFam Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Mizorowski walked four, struck out five in his debut.
Oh, yeah. No, I felt amped up and had to relax myself. So, no, that second inning was like, okay, calm down. You got this. It'll be fine.
Jackson Churio homered for the Brewers, who moved past the Cardinals into second place in the National League Central. Brewers pitcher Aaron Savalle asked to be traded after he was demoted to the bullpen after his last start.
I don't know what's next. That was a conversation that my wife and I had with my agent, and he's the one that made that call and spoke with the Brewers. Whatever's next, I'm not exactly sure what's going on. This is typically early in the season for a trade to go down, but I know what I can do. I think a lot of people know what I can do, and whatever the next steps are, they are.
Savalle 1-2 with a 4.91 ERA and five starts this season. Packers wrapped up their final minicamp practice yesterday. They'll take some time off now prior to the start of training camp in late July. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur said it's up to the players now to come back ready to go.
We got to keep pushing. These guys are going to shoulder most of that responsibility in regards to how they go about training and taking care of their bodies and doing the things that they need to do to be ready to go when we get back here for the start of camp.
J.J. Spahn sits atop the leaderboard after the opening round of the U.S. Open. Spahn shot a bogey-free 466 and takes a one-shot lead for round two this morning. Wisconsin football team placed on probation for 1 year and fined $25,000 for impermissible phone calls to recruits in 2023. Stanley Cup Finals, Edmonton rallied for a 5-4 overtime win over the Florida Panthers to capture Game 4 and even the series at two games apiece. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-885-9700. 800-885-9700. That's 800-885-9700.
Forecast for today, we'll have plenty of clouds. Showers and thunderstorms also possible. 70% chance we'll have highs mid-60s. Tonight, cloudy, 50% chance of thunderstorms, lows mid-50s. Tomorrow, cloudy, highs mid-70s. Showers and storms across the region this morning. Wapishaw, Nelson, 54. Pepin and Lake City, 52. Mondovi, 51. O'Galley and Plum City, 50. Here at WRDN, we do have some rain and 52 with Jason Aldean. It's 7:23.
You slip your finger. Tearing my t-shirt, you're stirring up dirty in the back of my mind. You keep on flirting, you know that it's working. You're stuck in my head, girl, riding the lines. Been singing song without you if I tried. Let's light it up like it's our last night.
They ought to get a rich man to vote like that, singing
song, song of the South, sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind, there ain't nobody looking back again.
Somebody told us Wall Street fell, but we were so poor that we couldn't tell. Cotton was short and the weeds were tall, but Mr. Roosevelt are gonna save us all. Well, Mama got sick and Daddy got down. The county got the farm and they moved to town. Papa got a job with the TVA. He bought a washing machine and then a Chevrolet. Sing it.
Song, song of the South, sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind, there ain't nobody looking back again.
Play it.
south.
For Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Riley Green and Worst Way, 7:34. I'm Brian Winnikin saying good morning. And coming up next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989. You can also visit us on our Facebook page as well at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM and send us a message that way. Also, this morning, we will continue our spotlight with the Peterson Family Dairy, as they are the host of the Pierce County Dairy Breakfast tomorrow. And we'll wrap up our week-long spotlight with them and Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin coming up this morning at about 9:10 this morning.
We'll tell you about, big night tonight. We'll tell you about that. Also, more Northern Lights. Most likely, though, we won't see it. But we'll tell you about that. And, of course, today, Friday the 13th, luckiest day of the year, at least for yours truly. So happy Friday the 13th this morning. But we'll talk about all of that here coming up this morning as well. Let's see what else is going on. Well, a lot of rain in the area. So, yeah, we could get maybe an inch. It looks like the higher amounts might be to the north as well here over the next day or so, or at least throughout the day today and into at least tomorrow morning. Let's see. If you haven't yet, you may want to stop to fill up the tank. Just saying, after the news overnight of the Israelis attacking Iran, then Iran retaliating, and that's got oil prices going through the roof. They were up over 5% during the overnight trade. So you know what that means. It's going to be higher gas prices here, probably coming down the line later today. So if you have a chance, you may want to just fill up the vehicle before going to work or before the prices, they're invariably, with all of this going on, they are definitely going to go up. Again, do have some rain in the area, and looks like we're going to see that throughout the day. We'll have our weather forecast coming up.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durant can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Forecast for today, cloudy and 70% chance of showers and storms throughout the day. Highs mid-60s, east winds at 10 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, 50% chance of thunderstorms. Lows mid-50s. Tomorrow, cloudy, highs mid-70s. For Sunday, 70% chance of showers and storms. Highs near 80. Currently across the region, plenty of clouds, plenty of showers as well. Wabasha and Nelson, 54. Pepin and Lake City, 52. Mondovi, 51. O'Galley and Plum City, 50. Here at WRDN 52 with Chris Young getting you home. It's 7:38.
Tuxedo waiters, black tie, white tablecloths and red wine. We've been planning this night, looking forward to it for some time. Now, honey, I know you love getting dressed up, and you know I love showing you off. But watching your baby blue eyes dancing in the candlelight glow, all I can think about is getting you home. Walking through the front door,
don't need this menu. No, I don't. I already know just what I want. Did I hear you right? Did you tell me? Go pay the
George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Darling, I've been standing here just watching you all night. And I think I've even caught you watching me a couple times. If I don't ask, I'll never know. This may sound dumb, but here we go. Do you believe in love at first sight? Me neither.
I'm glad that we agree, believe me. That's a big relief. Well, this place is awful crowded and this music is so loud. Would you like to go and grab a bite to eat? Me neither. It's nice to finally meet a girl who doesn't move too fast. I was only checking, that's the reason that I asked. Relationships need time to grow. You and I should take this slow. Darling, tell me, would you like to dance? Me neither. I was just being polite, thank goodness. My feet are much too tired, I'm sure you're tired too. I can see an empty booth. Would you like to maybe sit and talk a while? Me neither. We'd never get along, I'm thinking. There's no chemistry at all, this has been a waste of time. And I'm running out of lines. Don't you think it's time for me to end this song? Me neither.
When you're all over him, I'll be
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRD. And Josh Ross, Single Again, 750. I'm Brian Winnekins. This reminder, the Arkansas Fur, Fish, and Game Club's Arkansas Creek Park Day is coming up tomorrow. There'll be parade, kids, games, food, refreshments, and more. Just visit the Arkansas Fur, Fish, and Game Club's Facebook page for more information on that. Today is Friday the 13th, and it terrifies millions in the country who dread the day. They suffer from triskaidekaphobia, the fear of the number 13. I was born on the 13th, so to me, it's just the opposite. Luckiest day of the year for yours truly. Now, some aren't going to work today. Some won't eat at restaurants. Many would never plan their wedding for a Friday the 13th, except my daughter. She had her wedding on my birthday, which was a Friday the 13th last year. Because she's like, it's the luckiest day of the year. It's the year my dad was born, or the day my dad was born. You bet. No one's exactly sure where the legend of Friday the 13th began being unlucky. And researchers feel the superstition is very, very old. Folklore experts say it's the combination of Friday and 13, both the day and the number, historically been connected to bad luck. Like I say, for me today, it's going to be just the opposite. I'll walk underneath a ladder. Bring on the black cats, no problem.
June Dairy Month is a special time to discover, taste, and celebrate the legacy of Wisconsin dairy. Dairy farming is key to Wisconsin's economy and communities. Because 95% of Wisconsin farms are family-owned, our dairy farmers are committed to incorporating science and sound practices to ensure they produce the best quality milk while protecting the planet. Visit WisconsinDairy.com to find a local dairy breakfast and raise a glass to the goodness of Wisconsin dairy.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month message is being brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Join Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin to discover, taste, and celebrate Wisconsin dairy during June Dairy Month. Wisconsin dairy generates more than $45 billion to Wisconsin's economy. That's over $86,000 per minute. Wisconsin has always been a leader in dairy. That's why we are a dairy powerhouse. Visit WisconsinDairy.com to find a local dairy breakfast and raise a glass to the goodness of Wisconsin dairy.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. More fiber?
What?
Down here, buddy. It's me, your spoon. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Talk to your doctor. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, but Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
If you've never felt what happens when two hearts fall together, or never seen love written in stars, and knew it was forever. If you don't believe that destiny can start with just one wish, watch this. I'll show you love like you've dreamed of. I've got so much to give. Watch this. Don't be afraid. You'll be amazed at all the ways that I can show you what you've missed. Just close your eyes and watch this. Afraid to fall, I can make those feelings disappear in no time at all. If you wanna feel the world stand still from the magic of one kiss, watch this. I'll show you love like you've dreamed of. I've got so much. Don't be afraid, you'll be amazed at all the ways that I can show you what you've missed. Just close your eyes and watch this. I'll show you love like you've dreamed of. I've got so much to give. Watch this. Don't be afraid. You'll be amazed at all the ways that I can show you what you've missed. Just close your eyes and watch this.
Country 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump responding after the attacks by Israel on Iran's nuclear